The views and opinions expressed on Unlock Your Wealth Radio are those of the host, guests, and callers only, and are not necessarily the views of Unlock Your Wealth Radio, Heather Wagenhals, or Success Publishing International.
More willpower than a barefoot woman at a shoe sale. Able to stretch a single paycheck for an entire month. Makes money concepts easier than third grade math. Introducing your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhals.
Work all day, stress all night. Take your mind off your money and focus on your life. Money don't matter for the stuff it bought. It's the way you think, not what you've got. Yeah.
Unlock Your Wealth Radio starts now.
Get your money mind right.
Today's show is sponsored in part by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at unlockyourwealthradio.com/freebook and click on the link to over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Welcome. Thanks so much for stopping by. We're glad to have you. I'm Heather Wagenhals, host of Unlock Your Wealth Radio, flanked by my producer extraordinaire, Michael Terry.
Glad to be here.
And we will help you get your money mind right on today's show with the following great features. First off, it's our second key in our Keys to Riches financial wellness series. So we're going to learn how to take action, make assessment. And we're going to do that by not doing it. It'll be really interesting. Huh. How we? Yeah. You're like, oh, okay.
All right. That sounds good.
Moolah word of the day. Let's talk benefits, shall we? Our moneyism of the day from our new segment for this season is robbing Peter to pay Paul and our resultant money dramas. From that, Michael and I have been chatting off air about our quirky money dramas, and he's like, I'm probably all alone and we probably don't want to use this one, but I'm like, no, I do that too.
We all do it.
apparently we're not alone in this boat. Minutes on your money. How about I'm already blowing the tongue twister. Savvy saving strategies.
Say that three times.
I know. Savvy saving strategies.
Pretty good.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah. After I had the first one to practice on.
You slowed that third one down.
Yeah, just a little bit. Well, I wanted to be emphatic.
Yeah.
Speaking with emphasis. Get away from those S's from the savvy saving. Today's guest, we're going to have an interesting guest. We have psychologist Lenata Williams on today, and we are going to talk about some interesting topics in the media today relating to abuse and money and the power struggle. So that's going to be a great, awesome interview I'm looking forward to. As always, we will talk about your money, your credit, and how to get ahead in any economy. We will also show you how to manage your money easier, saving time and reducing stress using these proven techniques for you to create unlimited wealth and happiness. Now, Insiders Club members enter automatically in our weekly giveaways, but if you are not a member but would still like to compete for great money management tools, just answer today's trivia question correctly. And as always, we base our question on a previous show, and our show last week was our first key, which was acceptance and affirmation. And in our affirmation process, we use six of these, and all of these six start with the same letter. Can you remember what the letter was? Bueller? Bueller?
Your audience just must think I'm the biggest idiot.
No, you got a great moneyism. I'm so excited about our moneyism.
I never get one of these trivia questions. Never.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm not the only person that you pay attention to. Maybe if I was your full-time gig, maybe you'd pay more attention to me.
Well.
Show the love.
I should keep a list and write them down.
There you go. You could have the running cheat sheet if you wanted. You'd be an excellent person for that. Yeah, just email Michael at the show, and he'll give you the cheat sheet for the rest of the season on the trivia questions. Well, the trivia question again is, Six of these start out our affirmation process. So if you think you know what the correct answer is, you may win one of three ways. You can call in, chat in, or email in to win. And all you need to do is send us an email at trivia@uywradio.com. You can call in to win at 1-866-966-9420 or hop in the chat room if you're listening live and I'm sitting in here and you can potentially be our winner. If you have no idea what the answer is, no worries. Everyone can still walk away a winner. For you listeners of Unlock Your Wealth Radio Nation, Audible is offering a free audiobook download and 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Just visit the website to get started right now. Today's Minutes on Your Money, I did mention something about savvy and saving. And, oh, holy cow, why does it keep doing this to me?
You got one of those windows.
Stop. Windows products are the best. It's my app that's limiting me. So I forgot my glasses. Actually, I refuse to take responsibility for it. So I was distracted from leaving, and as a result, I don't have my glasses. So now I need to enlarge the font to like 500 in order to... Oh, look at that. That's even better. Not...
Talking children's books here?
Yeah, I wish. See, spot, run. Well, that didn't help. Control X. No, Control A. Control X. Let's paste this text. There we go. Woohoo! I figured it out. So would anybody care for some savvy saving strategies to help you reach your goals? Of course you would. You can improve your credit score with this study by Financial Post. They share several different savvy saving strategies to help repair your finances and reach your goals, ultimately earning you more money while paying less taxes and getting smart with your investments. So the course description, courtesy of Financial Post, is saving money can be hard. It involves discipline, sacrifice, and planning. It involves putting aside today's wants for future needs. For motivation, think of the big picture. Think about your goals, whether you're saving for a home, education, retirement, or a vacation. Cynthia Caskey, Vice President of TD Wealth Private Investment, advises, it's like planning a trip without a destination in mind. How are you going to pack? Don't we always say that when we do Dreams with Deadlines? Mm-hmm. And it needs to become a habit. Financial planning company LearnVest suggests using the 50-20-30 rule. 50% of your paycheck should go to essentials like housing and food. 30 should go to lifestyle choices like cable TV or entertainment. And 20% should go to financial priorities, debt repayment, retirement contributions, emergency savings, etc.
20%?
Yeah. So it's more than that 10, but, you know, we're lumping in debt elimination into that category now. So it's like the new ratio, if you will. Asset management firm Fidelity uses this rule of thumb for retirement savings to save at least 8 times your ending salary. So if you think about it, how to get there? So try to have at least as much as your current salary saved by 35. So if you're making 50 grand a year, by 35, you should have 50 grand. You should have 3 times your salary by 45. So if you have 50 grand as your salary, you should have 150 grand by 45, right? But if you think about it, that's 10 years, okay? And if we use the power of compound interest, your money doubles every so many years based on your interest rate. So if you have a double-digit interest rate, your original 50 can double to 100 just being left alone.
When are we going to see it? Double digit interest rate again.
You don't make double digits?
In the market?
Yeah.
Not really. Maybe in this market I'm making some double digits, but probably over time.
Yeah, but you know what? You're going to hate me when I say this. You're in that older category where you probably shouldn't be doing risky things.
No, exactly. I've been in that older category for a while.
Well, there you go. See? And, you know, they say, like, based on your age, that's how much you should have in income-producing assets.
Yeah.
So, what are you, like, 85?
85. 63.
So, only 15% of your investments should be in growth or risk. and then 5 times your income by 55. And you're past that age too, old man. Yeah, so, yeah. So these rules, just throw them out the window.
So, you know.
They're not working for you.
Yeah.
But
did something go down the wrong pipe?
No, it's just I'm dry. I don't know why I'm dry all of a sudden.
You live in Arizona.
No, I finally don't have a head cold and my nose isn't draining down the back of my throat to keep it moist. That's the problem. So, of course, if you've started earlier or you retire later or generate high investment returns, these factors can influence how much you really need to retire. If you see a blue bill, put it away. Every time you get a $5 bill, put it in the jar or an envelope. So you notice how they started changing the color of money. That's kind of a cool little...
Did they really?
Savings thing. Yeah. You don't look at it. It's a little bit different color. It's more blue.
Huh.
So you can put, say, okay, I'm only saving the blue ones, but those are five. So a Finsky.
So what are the tens? Are they a different color too?
Aren't they a little reddish?
Really?
Aren't they a little reddish?
So they all have new, they all have colors.
Yeah. The 20s are kind of real greenish. And then the tens are kind of, it depends, you know, if you're getting the new money, but take a look at what's in your wallet.
What's in your wallet?
But yeah, so you check that out and you can see. Look for opportunities where someone is going to match you or give you an extra benefit. So understand when your employer benefits you to your retirement contributions, if it's 1-to-1 or 50-to-1. So, I mean, you'd be foolish to not take your employer matching because that's 100% return on your money for no time lapse. So if they match 100% up to $100. I mean, you double your money if you put 100 in, you get 200 right then and there.
Yeah.
Another thing you can do is use technology to boost your savings behavior. Programs like Mint.com aggregate all of your financial transactions and help you create budgets and goals. You can also start a savings group. It's like a book club, but with less books and hopefully more wine, and it works. And not the W-H-I-N-E. But a study of Chilean entrepreneurs revealed that those who reported a weekly peer group deposited 3.5 times more into their savings account than those without peer support. Start a savings group. Tackle your debt. There we go. I am now tongue-tied in addition to choking to death. But I'm going to deliver you the minutes on your money, that's for sure.
If it takes all day.
Yeah, clearly. Because we have all day to get this done. Debt is one of the top reasons why people don't save. So pay off the debt with the highest interest rate or visit your financial institution to see if you can consolidate your debts. I'm not a big fan of that, so we're going to skip that part. But for your homework, set up an automatic savings plan for any specific goal. If you've already done so, go looking for extra money. Ways to do that. Peek at your monthly bills and credit card statements. Trim something. Maybe it's cable TV. Maybe it's your Monday trip to the food court for lunch. Then add that, even if it's a few bucks. Add it to your monthly savings. When you go to the grocery store and your club card saves you 50 bucks at the register, take that 50 bucks and put it to good use. Otherwise, it's not a savings. It's a reallocation of assets.
Correct.
So you got to really, really work to make it safe. So that's it for this week's Minutes on Your Money. And we have so much more in store for you. We've got Moneyisms. We've got Moolah Word of the Day, Keys to Riches, and our interview with Lenata Williams. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and we'll be right back with more after this.
Commander Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Seminars. What I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Kathy Colby all had coaches, whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
I'm Heather Wagenhals. Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of paying off debt again like a slave? Then tune in to my one-minute update on Fort Myers Beach Radio for your morning cup of money motivation. And for more tips, visit crackingyourmoneycode.com.
Attention passengers, please fasten your seatbelts as we are in for some turbulent weather ahead.
Bill Thomason is the Valley's premier business coach. Bill can help you ride out the turbulence your business may encounter. Bill Thomason is the America's premier executive coach and strategist. Bill can help you create the life you will love living. Over more than a quarter century, Bill has helped thousands of people just like you to achieve success beyond what they had imagined. Now is the best time you will ever have to decide what you want and to take powerful action toward achieving the outcomes you desire in your life. Bill has studied the success patterns of the highly successful people, and he has provided coaching and training programs to small business people and to top Fortune 500 executives across the U.S. and Canada. Now you can benefit from Bill's experience. If you are like most people, you may just need the professional encouragement a coach can give and a real plan for creating the outcomes you say you want in life. Call Bill now, 602-321-7192, to schedule executive coaching sessions.
Thank you for flying NLP Skills Training Institute.
Work all day, stress all night, take your mind off your money and focus on your life.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and I am she, your maven of moolah, Heather Wagenhals, with your moolah word of the day. And I'm screwing with the microphone, making you go nuts,
what
too.
What are you doing over there?
I know, I'm sorry. I was trying to move it out of the way, but then I realized I wanted it back where I was. Oh, well, I won't touch anything, I promise. So, our moolah word of the day is a phrase, and that would be employee benefits. These benefits in kind, also called fringe benefits, perquisites, or perks. Apparently, perquisite is a real word.
Cool.
At least I don't see why Carrie would steer us wrong. Yeah. And it includes various types of non-wage compensation provided to employees in addition to their normal wages and salaries. In instances where an employee exchanges cash wages for some other form of benefit, it is generally referred to as a salary packaging or salary exchange arrangement. In most countries, most kinds of employee benefits are taxable at least to some degree. But here's one, and I figured we might as well just parlay this while we're talking about it. So one of the things that we have is the Keys to Riches University, which is a program that you can pay for to learn in depth how to manage your money more effectively using the Keys to Riches process. And that electronic university is sold and packaged to employers as an employer-sponsored benefit. So if you want to learn about the Keys to Riches, but don't want to stroke the check, guess what? All you have to do is say, hey, boss, hey, HR, are you thinking of giving us a bonus this year? How about giving us a financial literacy program? There's direct ROI, nice. And you can have your employer contact us at 480-522-1066, extension 3, for more details if you're interested in an employer-sponsored benefit. So that way you can get all of the good stuff and your employer can pay for it. How great is that? Yeah, that's a double win.
I never get to take advantage of these things.
I know. Huh. Well, you work for the company. Well, I guess I could give you the Keys to Riches University. I guess I could give you that. All right. So that's it for your moolah word of the day. And for our interview, I'm really excited for our next guest. Lenata Williams is a psychologist, and she joins us from Washington, D.C. She has the Alliance Family Solutions social service agency that serves families. She's a nationally certified counselor and a member of the American Counseling Association, and she does both individual and family counseling. She believes that in life we have the opportunity to hope. Each day we hope everything goes well and to try to avoid the pitfalls of depression, trauma, and stress. The idea is possible, but sometimes we need support. Speaking to a professional counselor can make all the difference. And the process starts with a simple phone call. And what she's going to be chatting with us today is about the cycles of abuse and how money can be a controlling issue in a relationship. And we'd like to focus on the areas of domestic violence and why we stay in abusive relationships. And I am so excited to have Lanata on the show. Lanata, welcome to Unlock Your Wealth Radio. What an honor it is to have you on today's program.
Yes, Heather, thank you so much for having me on. I'm excited to support you.
This is a really challenging topic, and I'm so glad that you wanted to explore this with us, and that we, when we think in terms of domestic violence or domestic abuse, we think in terms of just the physical sense, but we can also be mentally and emotionally controlled, and money has so much to do with that, especially if we think about how money is the number one cause for divorce. Money can also be the reason why we stay in dysfunctional relationships. Would you agree with that?
I think you're hitting the mark right on cue. I think that when we talk about domestic violence, we're also talking about emotional behaviors that one person can be inflicting upon another person around control. It can be someone that's married, unmarried, they can be heterosexual or homosexual. It can happen within dating environments. And examples of that could, there's a slow grooming process to it that can look like name calling, put down, keeping a partner controlled, and withholding money. I think that people don't realize that 74% of Americans personally know someone that's been abused, but the statistics also ask the same question. 75% of Americans fail to connect domestic violence to economic abuse, and that's a very strong factor.
You know, as you were saying that, something came to mind of a saying that we would never let somebody deliberately knock us off track, but we could be nudged in the wrong direction. And
yes.
How does it start usually? Because, you know, you would just never let somebody out and out yank your wallet from you. So how does the economic abuse kind of start?
I think that what happens is that with the idea of physical abuse, you can see it, you can feel it. And I think that in most domestic violence situations, that's the most common practice. But economic abuse is when someone is using their money or power and control. And it's happened a lot more frequently than we think. Every 9 seconds, women are being abused in some type of way. And I think that the question that has been permeating through the media is, why do people stay? And there can be a large link. And I think that why this conversation is so timely is because finances play a large role in whether or not women stay in those situations. Women that make an average of about $7,500 to about $20,000 are 7 times more likely to stay versus women that are making between the incomes of $50,000 to $74,000. So when we look at those numbers and salary and income, it plays a major role in your planning and how you can exit the space.
Well, yeah, because you're talking at those income levels that, you know, it might not be full-time work or it's general unskilled labor if it is full-time work making that kind of money. And if you have a child or multiple children, does that, you'd say that probably plays into the fact of why they stay, because they feel like maybe they can't make it on their own or they don't have the wherewithal? What's some of the mindset that these women go through when they make the decision to stick around?
I think that when people are making that decision, whether or not they're going to stick around, a couple of things play. And I think that finance leading that, you hear people say that they're going to stay due to religious reasons. Some people don't believe in divorce if they're married. Another thing is also having a planned exit strategy. Women are more likely to attempt a escape, and it might take at least 7 times before they're able to skillfully plan that because of the finances, because they have to plan to do that. They have to have some type of income. And women that are stay-at-home mothers or the sole providers just for their children often stay due to the children. Even though we know statistically, we've seen studies that have talked about children that experience and see domestic violence are more inclined to have some type of traumatic incident that occurs within their lifespan. So I think that women have the right idea. They stay because sometimes they have gone into this financially depending upon their spouse. And then when it's time for them to leave, it's a major economic strain on what are the next steps. And sometimes when you talk about economic abuse, they don't have a job. They don't have access to income. A lot of times these women are in places where they're given an allowance, and these defined roles around their gender play a large role in that.
So I'm thinking about, you just gave a startling number. Women attempt to escape 7 times. So, you know, what happens? Are they just successful on the 7th time? Do they get caught along the way? And what are the ramifications, I guess, for them if they are caught? Does it make the situation worse?
Well, I think that we've seen, with those attempts, a lot of factors, the financial aspect plays a large portion of that. If they have the money, you have to have money to get on the bus, to get on the train. You have to be able to plan, if you have children, how are you going to eat and support yourself as you're going to a safe house? And that, speaking of safe house, that speaks to services. A lot of people don't have access to the appropriate service provider or understand that they can have help. Now we're hearing a lot about domestic violence hotlines and numbers and ways that you can stay safe and ways that you can tap into counseling. But sometimes that's not the first thing that people think of. Traditionally, people reach out to a family member or a friend and share the abuse. So a lot of times, if you have a bad experience where you tell a friend or your mother what's happened in your life, you can, that can really push you back, and you can feel fear, you can feel isolation, and can really affect your self-esteem.
Oh, agreed. I had a mother that I opened up to about a trauma that had occurred with me, and I was made to be the bad guy, you know, because of just that difference in generation and that mindset. I was made to feel like it was my fault.
Yes.
Yeah, so I can see how, you know, that would definitely set you back, and the people that are supposed to love you and that you can trust can alienate you as well in the process. So so if I'm listening to this show and I'm being economically abused or emotionally or physically abused, and I'm scared, I don't have an income stream on my own, maybe, you know, I got married right out of high school, maybe I haven't worked, or, I mean, the most I've ever done is wait tables. I mean, how do I successfully plan the escape? Because one of the things that we know from what we talk about here with our brain-based financial literacy is that, you know, a known unpleasantness is considered a pleasure versus the unknown, which is fearful. And we move toward pleasure and away from pain just naturally in our brain. And if we're thinking that we are, knowns are considered pleasure, even though they may be painful. A painful known is better than an unknown pleasure to the brain. So what would be like the first step that we'd want to take?
I think when we talk about steps, I think that the word that really stands out is safety and crisis planning, and making sure that you're reaching out to a domestic hotline number that you feel safe calling. I was doing some research in preparation for the show, and I noticed that a lot of times women now, with the internet being such a phenomenon, it's really hard to do a search online that is not traceable. So a lot of the domestic hotlines and internet sources are letting people know that, hey, if you want to stop now and try to just call us, please feel safe with doing that. So I just encourage people to know that if you do attempt to reach out to a family member and you're not successful, don't let that be the last family member that you reach out to. And also looking for local services that aren't traceable, that make you feel like you're going to be in further harm. With studies that have shown that women that have abusers that own a gun those women are 74% more likely to be killed by the abuser if they have an access to a gun. So just understanding how to safety plan in your own home, just being aware of what your abuser has used as weapons in the past and knowing what they have access to, and being very patient with yourself and very honoring of how you have to leave the relationship and not feeling the shame and guilt around the way other people might present. I think with the media and television and with what we're seeing in the media with Ray Rice and the way his wife is responding, a very apologetic way of letting other people that have been abused, I think it's sending a message that, hey, I had a role in this. And I think that if there is one thing I can convey to your listeners, is that when you're being abused, it's never your fault. And I think that just holding tight to that and having someone else tell you that is very helpful when you're looking at an exit plan and trying to safety and crisis plan with services. You don't have to do it alone. There are resources out there.
We're going to take a break right now, Lenata, and then we will talk about the next steps that someone can take. And you are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio with Lenata Williams. We'll be right back with more after this.
Commander Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Seminars. What I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Kathy Colby all had coaches, whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Heather Wagenhals here from CrackingYourMoneyCode.com. Tune in to my Unlock Your Wealth update for your daily cup of money motivation. Weekdays at 12:25 during the midday news report on Corey's Hometown Radio, 1370 AM WWCB.
Welcome to the Unlock Your Wealth update. Here's Heather Wagenhals.
Remember when you asked your parents for the latest gadget and they said, "No, that costs an arm and a leg." Do you find yourself saying that to your kids? If so, there's a moneyism in action. A moneyism is a term I've coined that represents a cultural or familial saying or belief that we are brought up hearing, then start saying to ourselves, then believing over time, and often repeated to our own children and friends, and usually without any thought or purpose behind it, or so we think. Some moneyisms work in our favor, like a penny saved is a penny earned, but other moneyisms that seem innocent can be disabling based on the way we heard them and found examples to reinforce them. An example would be, better save for a rainy day. In Arizona, with annual rainfall of 3 inches, all saving and no spending can lead to depressive or guilt phases if one does spend money. For more great resources to help you create unlimited wealth and happiness, visit our website at crackingyourmoneycode.com. I'm Heather Wagenhals. Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
Attention passengers, please fasten your seatbelts as we are in for some turbulent weather ahead.
Bill Thomason is the Valley's premier business coach. Bill can help you ride out the turbulence your business may encounter. Bill Thomason is the America's premier executive coach and strategist. Bill can help you create the life you will love living. Over more than a quarter century, Bill has helped thousands of people just like you to achieve success beyond what they had imagined. Now is the best time you will ever have to decide what you want and to take powerful action toward achieving the outcomes you desire in your life. Bill has studied the success patterns of the highly successful people, and he has provided coaching and training programs to small business people and to top Fortune 500 executives across the U.S. and Canada. Now you can benefit from Bill's experience. If you are like most people, you may just need the professional encouragement a coach can give and a real plan for creating the outcomes you say you want in life. Call Bill now, 602-321-7192, to schedule executive coaching sessions.
Thank you for flying NLP Skills Training Institute.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhals. And we are joined today by psychologist and CEO and founder of Alliance Family Solutions from Washington, D.C., Lenata Williams. Now, before the break, we were talking about the first step
in leaving or escaping a domestic abuse situation, which can be not just physical or mental abuse, but also economic abuse. And you were starting to talk about how this football scenario has kind of brought to light some of the things that women do to be apologetic or feel like it's their fault, that something was wrong with them inherently that brought this situation on. And you were mentioning about it not being your fault. Can you continue or elaborate on that point?
Yeah. So we're just making sure that people understood the effects of watching television and watching the Renee Rice, her apology in the press conference that she had with her abuser, now husband, and just calling and making sure that people understand that when you're in an abusive situation, it is not your fault. There's nothing that you can do differently. You can't make the dinner any hotter. You can't clean the room or the bedroom or make the bed any different. There's something that the other person that's doing the abuse has to own in that situation around their reactions to being in a relationship with someone. So I think the first step of just understanding that it's not your fault. And I think that the message that we're getting by watching TV and watching Renee Rice do an apology, not really honoring where she's at in her therapeutic process and not knowing what type of services she's getting. But I think the idea of vicarious trauma, and what vicarious trauma is that when you experience a trauma, it stays with you. And when you see it happening to someone else, or if it doesn't even have to be something that's happened to you, you vicariously will take on empathy. You will vicariously feel apologetic, or you'll feel sorrow, or it might re-trigger your own incident that might have happened with you. So just making sure that people are aware as they're watching this, that was a very private, intimate thing that's now being displayed on national television repeatedly. I watched the press conference and just commercials, and they almost show it like at least 5 to 6 times within one small setting before a commercial break. That can have an impact if you are in a relationship where you haven't reached out, you haven't sought services, and you're looking at someone who is in the situation and she's apologizing. It can make you shrink back and think, well, if this is happening to her, and financially understanding the connection, Heather, which I think your show does, is that she's in a powerful relationship with someone in the NFL who's making a lot of money. How is that going to affect her financial bottom line when now her husband has been suspended, indefinitely or indefinitely, I'm not sure which one, but he's been suspended from the league for a certain amount of time, and his financial income is now tied to an episode of domestic violence that he may or may not be acknowledging fully.
Well, and he may be blaming her now for it, you know, because if it wasn't for you, if I wouldn't have had to whack you upside the head because you were being stupid or whatever, you know, I wouldn't have my income jeopardized. And he could be continually projecting that upon her, which would make her even more apologetic. And with his loss of income, now her income is potentially jeopardized if she wasn't working and she was depending on him to be supportive. And, you know, I mean, I just, when I watch this and I see how graphic it is and I watch her make excuses for what happened, which, you know, is what I think it is that she's trying to own it in some way that she shouldn't be, that, you know, it could be getting worse as opposed to better right now. And we're not seeing that part. We're not seeing the two of them walking into counseling together, or him in therapy or her in therapy. We're not hearing any of that. We're witnessing the traditional cycle that perpetuates the abuse, in my opinion. And I agree with you that if a woman who's in an abusive situation is seeing this, that she might say, oh, well, this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to take responsibility for stuff that I can't control, which is his responses to my stimulus, you know, by what I say or what I do. I think that's the thing that scares me the most about this.
Yes. And I think, Heather, what you're saying is true. Most females that, I'm not sure how old she is, but the way she appears, but most females that are between 18 to 25 generally experience the highest rates of intimate partner violence. And with her acknowledging her, I think that she would use the language around owning her part and what happened. And now that the NFL is looking at this through a very different lens than mental health professionals are. We're looking at the fact that now this person that has been committing the abuse, and just when you think about the statistics around re-victimization and the likelihood of it happening again with women, it happens more. One in three women are more likely to be re-victimized versus men that are being abused. And now that he's lost his job, he's been banned, the loss of endorsements, the loss of the video game that he was pulled from that, and like all these major things that are happening, it's really important to see what happens as far as services. We won't be able to see what type of services she's connected to, but I would hope that people that are watching her too don't understand that their services are out there and that it's not for you to own and say that you're sorry. It's really about the other person receiving the help and support that they need.
Right. You know, one thing that I saw in Roger Goodell's press conference that I thought was interesting, and then even though that this is tragic and so unfortunate that it's happening, he did say that calls to domestic abuse hotlines are up 85%.
Yeah. Yeah.
So from that perspective, at least we're seeing the upside that some people are not reading into the message, and they're seeing that, wow, you know, I'm not rich, I'm not married to a famous athlete, and I'm experiencing this. And maybe, you know, since it can happen to rich people too, because maybe my perception is that, oh, that rich people lead these perfect lives, that maybe if they're having trouble too, and it's not okay at that level, then maybe it's not okay at mine, and I can reach out. And I think I'm hoping that's what the message is that's being conveyed in this unfortunate event.
Yes, I definitely agree. I think that the fact that people are using this time to follow and to understand what's happening within the news, within the media, and then using their resources that are local to them in a safe way. Reaching out to a hotline is a very safe way that you can start to talk about what are next steps, what are the next steps towards crisis planning, and what are the next steps towards getting yourself help, and if you have children involved, also seeking help for your children.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited about our time together today. We're coming to a close, but I do want to let listeners know that we are going to do a multi-part series about wealth and relationships, and especially dysfunctional ones, so you can have that to look forward to. Lanata, if folks want to explore what their options are with regard to domestic abuse and escape or any sort of family therapy, how can folks get a hold of you?
People can reach me at www.lanadawilliams.com, and there's a lot of information on our website. Again, it's Alliance Family Solutions, and we offer counseling service for individuals, couples, and families on a variety of things. But and particularly, if you're looking for support and help, you're able to go to our resource link, and you're able to put your information in directly on the website and request a meeting or appointment if you're in the D.C. area. If you're not in the D.C. area and you're still looking for help, we have helpful information and links and resources that you're able to connect to, especially if you're looking for any information about child abuse or domestic violence. We have SAMHSA's information and information about protection and advocacy and questions and answers around childhood abuse and for domestic violence and trauma. So we have the hotline information there on our website so that you're able to access that.
Outstanding. Well, thank you so much for being a part of Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and I'm looking forward to our upcoming multi-part series. And for those of you driving around without a pencil, never fear, unlockyourwealthradio.com is here, where you can visit Lanata's show page and get all the linky links to her website and resources and so much more. Stay tuned, because we have a lot more Unlock Your Wealth Radio coming up right after this.
Commander Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Seminars. What I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Kathy Colby all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
I'm Heather Wagenhals. Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of paying off debt like a slave? Then tune in to my one-minute update on the Jiggy Jaguar Radio Network for your cup of money motivation. And for more tips, visit crackingyourmoneycode.com.
Attention, passengers. Please fasten your seatbelts as we are in for some turbulent weather ahead.
Bill Thomason is the Valley's premier business coach. Bill can help you ride out the turbulence your business may encounter. Bill Thomason is the America's premier executive coach and strategist. Bill can help you create the life you will love living. Over more than a quarter century, Bill has helped thousands of people just like you to achieve success beyond what they had imagined. Now is the best time you will ever have to decide what you want and to take powerful action toward achieving the outcomes you desire in your life. Bill has studied the success patterns of the highly successful people, and he has provided coaching and training programs to small business people and to top Fortune 500 executives across the U.S. and Canada. Now you can benefit from Bill's experience. If you are like most people, you may just need the professional encouragement a coach can give and a real plan for creating the outcomes you say you want in life. Call Bill now, 602-321-7192, to schedule executive coaching sessions.
Thank you for flying NLP Skills Training Institute.
Work all day, stress all night, take your mind off your money and focus on your life.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhals, flanked by my producer extraordinaire, Mr. Money Drama himself.
I'm still here.
Michael
still
Terry. Here. And so let's talk about today's moneyism. So robbing Peter to pay Paul. So you and I were discussing before the show how this created a unique money drama for ourselves. And you were thinking that you were alone, but then I said, you're not.
I thought I was the only person in the world that did stupid stuff like this.
Okay, so explain how we know we're not supposed to rob Peter to pay Paul, but we're doing it anyway in an effort to not touch our savings or our savings.
In an effort to keep, you know, if you have a, you know, if you're self-employed like myself, you have a business account, you have a personal account, and then you probably have a savings account attached to those accounts as well. So in essence, you have four separate cash flow accounts. So if you have a minimum that you like to keep in your business account, let's just pick a number out of the hat and say $5,000.
Okay.
And a business related bill comes in that's going to take you below that $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And you got $4,000 in your personal savings. You're going to borrow. I borrow from the personal savings to pay the bill in the business account, so my business account doesn't drop below that five.
Right, and I do the same thing, but we already know better not to rob Peter and pay
Correct.
Paul, but we still do it anyway. And the person that we're robbing is ourselves.
Yeah, it's pretty goofy.
but I do the same exact thing. I have my minimum expectation for the account.
Yeah.
And if I have, you know, if I have a bill that's, you know, $300, you know, and one of the syndication services for the online radio platform is like $299, and if I have $5,050, like in my mind, I can't like go over that $50.
Right.
And so I'm like, oh, but there's like my minimum, right? I got to maintain the minimum. And then I'm like, okay, so I rob from Peter to pay Paul, but it's really me that I'm robbing from.
Right.
When I yank it out of my personal savings. And it's like, why am I doing that? I know I shouldn't be doing that.
Right.
Like, and I have enough of a pad. You know, $5,000's a pretty good pad.
Good pad, yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to wipe it out in one shot, right? But it's that stigma, you know.
I wonder if it's an insecurity of self-employed people. I wonder if that's what it is. because you don't know where your next paycheck is going coming from. In essence, we, you know, even though we've built up a certain amount of security, we know we got work coming in, but still there's that fear that all of a sudden work is going to dry up and you're going to be broke. So I wonder if it's exclusive to self-employed people.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's not about saving for my own neck, but I worry about the people I have to make payroll for. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that's why I always never want to go under that. Like, because what if one of the people that you do business for, mm-hmm. your client shorts you, or they don't pay you.
Sure.
Or they're like, can I have terms? And they try to push you back. And then you're like, oh man, I thought I was going to have money and now I don't. And I still got to, you got to pay like all your new musicians because they provided work for you. So you know you got to pay them. Whether or not you got paid, you got to pay them.
I just told you a story. It happened the other day.
Mm-hmm.
That the band I worked for wasn't paid by their client. So they're holding my money.
And that's not fair.
I wasn't hired by those people. I was hired by you.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't afford a piano player for the night, don't hire me.
Yeah.
What are you going to do if they don't pay you? You going to stiff me?
Right. That's exactly what they're going to do. But I can't operate like that. My integrity says no, I can't do that.
I can't operate like that.
So that's one way that moneyisms play out into larger money dramas. We already know this robbing Peter to pay Paul doesn't work, yet here's two examples of us being guilty of it.
Yeah.
You know, and while it's under the auspices of, you know, managing our business well, we're robbing from ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's like so way bad, you know, but I know, I understand why we do it. And it's just a money drama that will probably not go away for either of us.
It's probably going to be hard to get rid of.
Right. No matter how much we make, no matter where we are, I'm probably always going to be freaking out about that. And I'm the first person that I'm going to shore that up, because the last thing I want is to have somebody out there in the world saying, yeah, she stiffed me on my paycheck.
It's a psychological thing too. Let's just say the imaginary number is a million.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to want that number to slip below a million.
No.
You don't want 999,000 in your bank. You want a million in the bank.
Exactly.
So it's definitely a mental.
And for me, it's a slippery slope. Then I'll be like, oh, okay, well, I'll just put one more business lunch on there. And then before you know it, there'll be nothing there.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I'm afraid to slip into my spendy ways. Maybe that's what it is that, you know, I'm thinking about doing, you know. Because some people get like that. You know, it's always, the employees are quick to spend and expense, but I think that the owners are more reserved in that fashion.
Sure.
You know, and so I think it's a slippery slope. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for this week's money drama. If you have a money drama that you want to submit, if you think you have one that's worthy of discussion here on the show, please send it to us to moneydramas@uywradio.com. That's moneydramas@uywradio.com. And now let's talk this week's key in our Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series. For those of you joining us for the first time, welcome to the broadcast. We're so glad you stopped by. The Keys to Riches is a baker's dozen of financial concepts that teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money. It also gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, eliminate debt, save and invest, building wealth while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And we do this one key at a time, one week at a time, and you were on time because we just started last week. So you're only one key behind. So you can go and pick up that show real quick. So, and that was acceptance and affirmation. So we had to accept where we are financially in order to be able to make the determination that maybe I do need to work on things a little bit, or perhaps it's a lot. It all depends on where you are. You may be just starting out or starting over. You know, and you're like, oh, here we go again. I know I've done that. I've had to start over. You know, successive husbands do that to you. Here we go again. So we have to first accept that we have an issue to address. And then after years of mental turmoil and berating ourselves or having others tell us we're not worthy, we're not good enough, smart enough, fast enough, then we have to use our affirmation process to help shore up our self-esteem into rim until we can actually get some validation by doing the right things toward our finances to get us where we want to go. And that's what leads us to this week's key, because we've accepted and we started affirming, and now we need to take some action. And the first action we're going to take is inaction. And you're like, what?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
What do you mean? Well, simply, what we want to do is we want to monitor our behavior. Because in order to modify behavior, we need to know where it is errant. And so in order to identify what's going wrong, we have to monitor it. So if we make a radical budget change and we start trying to slash bills and create budgets and stuff like that, we're not going to assess the real issue. Money is not the issue. It's the behavior behind the money that's the issue. We can create a budget. We can slash all of our bills. We can live like a hermit. But at some point, behavior is subconscious. It's going to take over and it's going to destroy anything that we build. Any momentum we get at any moment, if we don't address the behavior, it's going to come back to bite us. And so here what we're going to do is we are going to address the behavior first by not addressing it. And so all you're going to do is start saving receipts for the next 6 weeks. When we get back to, or for the next 5 weeks, we need to get to our break the budget key in week 7. Because budgets are bad. They're like diets. It's something you go onto and off of. And usually you gain a bunch of fat if you come off of a diet. Or in the case of budgeting, you usually gain a bunch of debt when you come off, because you start making those same fundamental mistakes you made before. So all we're going to do is save receipts for everything. We're going to go to grab a big manila envelope, like 9x12, maybe a couple of them, depending on whether you spend for both personal and business, and you're required to make personal expenditures on behalf of your business. If you have kids and you give allowances, if you go to the soda machine and put in cash, you must document it. Write it on a sticky note. Stick it in there and forget about it. You're not going to add it up. Don't make it neat. Don't do anything but shove, shove, shove. Because we want to figure out where we're making the mistakes. And we also want to figure out when, because of the way the brain works. And I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag too much. Just so you know that we are going to be monitoring our behavior, because it's more than just when or how much. Okay. And in order to figure out the why, we got to figure out the when. And this is how we do it, by saving receipts. So that's your charge. That's our take action and make assessment. We're going to go organic and we're going to see exactly what we're doing and monitor the behavior first so we can identify what to change. That's it for this week's key. For our key statement, key affirmation, and key action item, please visit unlockyourwealthradio.com. And for more in-depth interviews with money experts, strategies, and members-only tools to fix your credit, get out of debt, and have more money and happiness, do what other savvy listeners have and visit unlockyourwealthradio.com, where you go to get your money mind right so your wealth and happiness will follow. Become an Insiders Club member today and start receiving the benefits of millionaire wisdom right now. Today's show is sponsored in part by LifeLock. Comprehensive identity theft protection from LifeLock helps safeguard your finances, credit, and good name. Get your special offer for Unlock Your Wealth Radio listeners at unlockyourwealthradio.com/LifeLock and protect your financial future right now. For Unlock Your Wealth Radio and Michael Terry, I'm Heather Wagenhals. Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthRadio.com is produced by Heather Wagenhals and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. UnlockYourWealthRadio.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2013 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, please visit our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com.